The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete." The Gospel of the Lord. This is an excellent part of a gospel passage. It's setting us up for tomorrow when Jesus gives us his new commandment to love one another as he has loved us. But he's setting us up for it today, and I think it's good that it's nice and short because St. John, as per usual, has a way of packing a whole bunch into a few lines. And so just to think about where we are, again, we're still in the farewell discourse that Jesus is having with his disciples after the Last Supper. So remember that this is the context. The Last Supper with Jesus washing his disciples' feet, that sets the context for this whole discourse. And so we don't have the institution narrative in St. John's Gospel, but we have him pouring himself out in this act of menial service. And then yesterday we heard, "Remain in me, because apart from me you can do nothing. I am the true vine." And it sounds maybe a little bit, I don't know how I want to say this. It maybe sounds a little bit abstract when he's talking about the vine, although Jesus' disciples would have been aware of the imagery of the vine as Israel. And it might sound a little bit of intimidating from what we heard yesterday, because we're hearing about pruning, and pruning doesn't sound exactly comfortable. And so we have this just before he gives us his new commandment, that as the Father loves me, so also I love you. Remain in my love. And so Jesus brings it back to centering it on a relationship of love. Jesus, earlier in the discourse, is talking about how the disciples are separate from the world, because and they're marked out precisely by their love, by their clinging to Jesus. And so he's still continuing this exhortation to cling to him, remain in my love. And what he tells us today is incredible, because he's saying, as the Father loves me, so also I love you. Everything that Jesus does reveals the love of the Father to us. Sometimes it's easy when we think about Jesus to think about, well, this is a divine thing that he's doing, and this is a human thing that he's doing, and sometimes the human things obscure the divine things of God. But that's not the case. So, for example, the washing of the feet, which sets the context for this whole discourse, we would say, well, that's not fitting of God, but that's exactly an action that Jesus does to reveal who God the Father is to us. He's doing that as God and man. That act of love, that act of service, is precisely revealing who God the Father is to us. And he's saying this after the Last Supper, and after Judas has left, so he knows that the authorities are coming to arrest him. He knows he's going to go to his death, and we're going to hear tomorrow that no one has greater love than this than to lay down their life for a friend. All of this is revealing God's love for us. And this is the love that we are to remain in. This is the love that we remain in so that we can be attached to Jesus, the true vine, so that we can withstand the pruning that we need so that we can follow the plan and purposes of God. One of the things that's striking about this for us who live after the resurrection is that we see that this love that God the Father has for Jesus and that he reveals to us is that in the resurrection, God the Father loves Jesus not only up until death, but out the other side. He brings him to new life again. That's the love that Jesus reveals to us. And it's a love that's so powerful that Jesus, even as he's preparing to tell his disciples that once more that he's going to lay down his life for them, he says, I have told you this so that my joy might be in you and your joy might be complete. And we might think, well, how can you be joyful going to your death? That's some of the mystery of the love of God and that we have to live into, but he's giving us the power to live into, and that's why he's telling us to remain in his love. He gives us the power to live that way. And so one of the things that occurs to me is, so we're reading the Gospel of John, and there's a lot packed in this small little passage, but one of the areas we see it in the New Testament expounded a little bit more is in the first epistle of St. John, where we hear, we love because God first loved us. And it's the same thing that Jesus is talking about here. Because the life of love that Jesus is calling us to certainly sounds daunting, especially when we hear it tomorrow. But we're able to do it because Jesus is pouring his love into us. And this love has the power to restore a world that's been destroyed by sin and disobedience. And it's living this life of love that Jesus holds out to us, that he invites us to remain in, that he commands us to remain in his love. Remaining in this love, we have the power to continue his work in the world, the work of restoration, the work of reconciling love.